looking out at the devastation. I'm still here.
Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. And we continue to proclaim that universal, timeless truth. It will remain true whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you even know about it or not. It will remain true. And, you know, we are among those that seek the truth and align our lives with the truth as the truth is made known unto us. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Him. And so if you are seeking the Father, and you are going to find and encounter the truth. And when you find and encounter the truth, the wise man digs deep and puts his house upon that rock, which is a sure foundation, because the truth never changes. The lie, the deception, all those things, those are built on shaky and loose sand, on loose ground. And so when the troubles and the trials and the testing and just even a little bit of light comes in, it reveals how horribly built that house is, how shaky the foundation is, how duplicitous and deceptive are the workers that have built that particular house. But for the child of God, you who have gone the way of truth, for yourself it's much, much easier, because when we have committed ourselves to truth, here's a few things. One, if at any point you have been off course, and God reveals it to you that you've been off course because your heart commitment is to truth, it's easy to change, because you just say, okay, thank you, Lord, for revealing this to me, and I am going to align myself with the truth as it's been made known unto me. Done. So much better, because it's not about your ego. It's not about having a fixed position. It's not about defending yourself. The truth defends itself. The truth remains consistent amidst all of the lies and the deception. The truth is the cornerstone which people stumble over and fall down and break and shatter themselves into a thousand pieces, because the truth will remain true. And you know, one thing that's amazing right now of the time that we're moving into is that as light and truth are streaming in, because as we're transitioning through this age, and as we're in a transition period, all these lies and deceptions, and even things that have been deceptions for 20, 30, 40 years, are becoming known, are being known and realized for what they have been. And so even things that people thought they got away with 20 years ago is coming back to bite them today. Now, this shouldn't be a surprise for the child of God, because for us, we know that at the close of this life, that our entire lives and every deed and every action, all of it will be brought into judgment. And we'll have to give an account of our entire existence in the earth. Whether good or bad or indifferent, whatever it may be, our entire life will be brought before and replayed on a big screen for the entire universe to watch. And if that's a frightening and a scary thought, then ask the Lord, what's up with this? You know, what do I need to do to be right with you so that when there's a replay of my life, that I can enjoy it a second time so that I'm not cringing and scared of what might be seen or what might be known, but that I can just go forward into that and be like, okay, you know, this was the life that I lived while I was on the earth. Knowing that your life is constantly on playback before the Father. Knowing that there's nothing hidden from the Spirit of Truth. Knowing that the things that are done in the darkness are going to be shouted from the rooftops. The quiet rooms where people think they whisper and make deals and all of that kind of stuff is being revealed and shown and exposed. And it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing time. It is an amazing transition that we are going through. Now, in the middle of this, remember a few things. One, the promises of God remain true and consistent throughout time. throughout our human experience. So certain things that you need to keep in mind, like seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that you do that no matter what the age. You do that no matter what the season. You do that no matter what the transition. You know, just certain pieces that God has given us, when He gave us certain instructions that are there, consider the birds. You know, they don't toil or spin and or store away in barns, yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. So certain things like that, so that you know that God is taking care of you. And if you keep the priorities right, the priorities straight, that He's going to continue to keep you, continue to guide you, continue to lead you, continue to protect you, continue to watch over you. And you want that direction that comes from the Father. You want to accomplish the purpose that God has for you in the earth. Every time the world comes by and gives you an offer, it appeals to either a desire within you that's not been given up to Christ, or a fear in you that it says, look, I'll mitigate this fear if you just sell out this piece of yourself. And it looks for that. It looks for that within your spirit, within your soul. Where a lot of people will refuse, you know, they won't show that openly, but it's there. You know, those those hidden desires or those secret fears that are there, where you just don't quite trust God to take care of those things. And so the world will come up and the enemy will come up, who looks for those weaknesses within you, tests those weaknesses within you. And God allows the enemy to do that too. He allows the enemy to put the people of God through tests. Those are there. And he tries to oppress or seduce or do whatever he can to try to get an inroads into your life, into your existence, into your time in the earth, to thwart you, to take you in another direction or another way. But for the child of God that knows the voice of the Spirit, even if you're not fully given over, you still know the one that you serve, and you continue to press on and press through. And you are moving through and towards that path of every area of your life being given over to the Lordship and the reign of Jesus Christ. Yes, we have weaknesses and infirmities and struggles and things that will sometimes keep us in a difficult spot. But take heart, for He has overcome the world. Christ Jesus overcame the world. And in Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we exist while we're here in the earth, according to His plan and His purpose. And you don't need to be worried and perplexed like the world is. You don't need to be stressed like the world is stressed. You don't need to have everything figured out. You just need to flow with God, flow with what He's doing. Pray where He has for you to pray. Engage where He has for you to engage. Trust Him. And also enjoy the journey. Enjoy the experience. Enjoy the life that He has given you. For this reason, Christ Jesus has set you free. It's for freedom that He sets you free. He wants you to be free. He wants you to know what it is to walk out in this life, in this prison state, in this prison system. He wants you to know what it is to walk free amidst the prison, free amidst the traps, free amidst the seductions, free amidst every intention of the enemy to try to take you in another direction. He wants you to be a walking, living miracle of the sustaining power of the very Spirit of the living God, that there is another way, there is another kingdom, and He wants you to shine that light wherever you go. Now, the world has trouble with that light, because that very existence shows that there's another way. And it is a conviction to them. Even when you don't say anything, it's still a conviction to them. But that's not your issue. That's God speaking through you to them, and them also being revealed in the choice and the decision that they've made, that it's been anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-kingdom. They've gone the way of the world, and they've exchanged the truth of God for a lie. And that lie is coming back to bite them. First of all, they're miserable. Those that go the way of the world, they might have moments of happiness here and there, but by and large, they're miserable. And they've just got to keep going on that rat wheel over and over and over again, just to try to keep from ever having to deal with the issues and deal with the consequences and deal with the mindset that's there. For the child of God, you walk light, you walk free. Yes, we have some troubles in this world, but we have peace. We have peace within. So when you are in the middle of a trial or a tribulation, and the waves are tossing and turning around you, and there's things that are on your heels that are coming after you, and all of the rest of that. But in the midst of all of that, you have peace. In the midst of all of that, you have joy. In the midst of all of that, you have a smile on your face, because the Spirit of God wells up within you. And you can be a blessing, because God pours you out. Now, you don't want to be drained off by the world. You want to be poured out as the Spirit of God would lead and guide you. Huge difference. See, what the world wants to do is it wants to take the child of God who has the Spirit of God in them, who has life in them, who's connected to the source, and because they are broken off, and they are like branches that are withering and dying, and there is no life in them, they want to suck the life out of you, and they want to create the circumstances to bring you into their systems so that they can use you and suck the life out of you like a battery. Interestingly, recently I was reading an article that was discussing how plants do that. You see this in the plant world, where if you have a plant that is lacking energy, and if there's a lack of sunlight or a lack of energy that it can draw on, it will draw that energy out of other plants that are around it. I thought that was really fascinating, because that is a natural example of the spiritual reality that you and I face. When you are connected to the Spirit of God, and when you walk with Him, there are going to be those around you that are dead, that are broken off, that are separate from the vine, and they are going to want to drain life out of you, because they have no life in themselves, nor will they go to the source of life, who is Christ, because they refuse, out of their own pride, their own ego, to bow their knee before the King of Kings and turn their lives over to Him, because their deeds are evil and they want to keep going in the way of the world. But for the child of God, you've got to realize that's part of the game. That's how they play. So they want to create the circumstances so that you, of your free will, come into their system so that they can abuse and use and drain life off of you. But for the child of God, you have, when you walk with Christ, you have the free flow of the Holy Spirit going through you. Out of your belly flow rivers of living water, is the promise that Christ Jesus gave for anyone that would come to Him and would drink of the water of life, which we have done. So the rivers of living water flow through us, but they are not meant to be siphoned off by the demonic agents in this world. Those rivers of living water that flow through you are meant to be poured out according to the direction and leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. And this is where God would lead you and say, I want you to go here, and I'm going to pour you out. I want you to go there, and I'm going to pour you out and pour through you. And it is going to make a difference. It is going to make an impact. It is going to be part of my plan and purpose and part of your fulfillment while you're in the earth. See, you want to be fulfilled in this life. It's not about getting things or having resources or all these things that the world chases after. No, you want to be fulfilled, and fulfillment doesn't come from those things. Fulfillment comes from being connected to the Father, Him unlocking the purpose for which He made you and brought you into the earth, and you carrying out and executing that purpose while you're here. That's an incredible fulfillment. That's an incredible fulfillment, because you are now connected to your Maker. You understand, as according to His plan and purpose, what He's made you for, and you are accomplishing that purpose where He would have you to do it, not where the world would try to use your gifts to build Babylon and the Babylonian system. Because that's what the world wants to do. It wants to co-opt you in so that it can use your gifts, your skills, your abilities to build their system to scalp and destroy souls. To steal, to kill, to destroy, and to the extent that you do that with them, they will compensate you. No, but the child of God, no, we are poured out according to the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. We are poured out according to where the Father would have for us to be. And it is a beautiful thing, because it makes an incredible eternal impact. So God pours through us, God flows through us, God makes a difference in and through us. Not of yourself, not of your free will, abilities, or intentions, or even best intentions. None of that. It is through Him. He's the one that does the work. He's the one that calls. He's the one that leads. He's the one that guides. He's the one that strengthens and quickens you to be what He made you to be. Our role, the thing that we can do, is submit ourselves to our Heavenly Father so that we may live. Submit ourselves to the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit so that we can live. So that our actions will be what the Father does. So that we only do what we see the Father doing. So that we only speak the words that we hear the Father speaking. So that we can walk in His truth. Walk in His life. Walk in His light. Walk in the things that the Father has for you while you're in the earth. So just know that God is in control in the middle of all that's going on around you. Pray, my brothers and sisters, in this time that we're living in. Pray as much as possible. Pray continually and let the Spirit of God lead you in where and how to pray. But be in a spirit and a mindset of prayer, because that is making a huge difference in what we're going through right now. So pray. Cover one another in prayer. Pray through the situations that you see. Pray through the attacks of the enemy that are there, and destroy them and decimate them in the name of Jesus. The enemy is losing his power, and so he's scrambling and becoming revealed for what he is. But in the middle of that too, pray. Every time that we pray, it makes a difference. And just a little reminder too that, coming up pretty soon is, again, the 20th. So 20 on 20 will be on the Zeph Report coming up in the not too distant future as well, to pray. And mark that day on your calendars, you guys out there. On the 20th of every month, spend 20 minutes in prayer or meditation, but pray in Jesus' name for the end of human trafficking and modern day slavery. You gotta be part of that. Be part of that spiritual work. Pray and ask and petition the Father. And as we continue to petition Him in a way that is close to His heart, you will see the moving of the Spirit of God in this paradigm, in this dimension, as we pray, as we act, as we do that which God has for us to do. So mark it and make it happen. Do it as an individual. Do it with some friends. Pray with us online. Get together a group. Meet in a place. If you guys want a sticker to put up on a door saying that this is where a place where people can meet, sure, just send us an email at faithmix@gmail.com. We'll connect you to the right people and they'll send you something. But, just engage. Engage in what needs to be done. Engage in where the Father would have for you to be part of the spiritual work that needs to take place at such a time as this. We came into this life in this window and in this season because this is the time that God had for us to be here. So don't be discouraged for the time that you live in. On the contrary, be encouraged, because you are on the field of play in probably one of the most historic times in the history of humanity. This is an amazing, amazing season to be here for. And to be part of what God is doing in this time is absolutely incredible. So focus on the main things, major in the majors, and don't worry about the little things. God also knows what you face. Whatever it is, just bring it before Him. He's mindful of the things going on in our lives. And He has a solution and a way forward for everything, whether it's the biggest thing that might ever seem to be to you, or whether it's something super minute, whatever it may be, bring it before God, because He is Lord over all. And in Him, we live and move and have our being. And with that, God bless you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We love to hear from you. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.